This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
You're from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Local and state officials are reacting now that a federal judge has ruled Texas can't use its newly redrawn congressional map in next year's midterms. The state now has to use a map the Texas legislature adopted in 2021. The maps were redrawn at the request of President Trump to give Republicans an edge, Houston Democratic Congresswoman Lizzie Fletcher.
Our representatives, the people in charge in our state, are trying to take away the voices of Texans and their ability to be heard. And so this opinion makes that clear, explains why it's wrong, and violates the 14th and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution.
Houston Democratic Congressman Al Green said earlier he'd switch from the 9th Congressional District to the 18th to run for re-election. Now he'll wait for a final court decision.
And I will wait to see what the court does, but I can tell you this, I've been faithful to the people of the 9th Congressional District. I will continue to be faithful to the people that I represent.
The state will now appeal today's ruling. A student hospitalized and evidence of hazing has prompted a University of Houston fraternity to close. News 88.7's Tom Perumian.
The Beta Nu chapter of Pi Kappa Phi chose to surrender its charter after an investigation into a November 3rd incident where a student was hospitalized, uncovering potential hazing. UH officials call the events deeply disturbing and say they represent a clear violation of the university's community standards. Pi Kappa Phi also responded, saying the decision to close the chapter was made after an internal investigation into reports of hazing and related misconduct. And the story doesn't end there. Members participating in hazing will face disciplinary action up to and including expulsion from UH and potential criminal charges. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
We could see patchy fog late tonight, partly cloudy skies, overnight low around 69 degrees, tomorrow's high 83. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for